702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam.
Hi, Ray. How's it going?
Oh, good. Now, the Olympics are coming, but French Olympic security concerns. This is very concerning if you think what's happening in the world at the moment.
Yes, partly that, I'm sure. Given that there were veiled threats to the Champions League matches a week or so ago, the actual attack on the rock gig in Moscow not very long ago, I suppose France's support for Israel, that could concentrate a few minds. So President Macron, the French president, has said that the Paris Olympics opening ceremony could be moved from the River Seine if the risk is too high, basically. Now, what we know is the Games opening ceremony is due on the 26th of July, and it was going to be the first ever, and still is, as far as we know, the first ever going to be held outside of a stadium. So 10,000 athletes sailing down the River Seine on 160 barges, cheered on from the banks by 500,000 people, that sort of thing. Suddenly, with these security alarm bells ringing, President Macron admits that it may all have to be moved to the Stade de France, loads of security, set up straight, that stuff. As he puts it, there are plan Bs and plan Cs. Well, we've just mentioned plan B. I don't know what plan C is, but maybe that's just held in his own apartment somewhere in the center of Paris. But clearly, there are some tick points, aren't there, for the security organizers of the Paris Olympics. Yeah, what is going on in the world? What's going on in Paris?
Yeah, it's a very big story. I'm looking forward to the Olympics. Now, speaking of all things running, a race inquiry in China. What happened there?
Yeah, this is a half marathon held in Beijing, and exactly what happened is what organizers are trying to get to the bottom of. So what we can see in videos and from testimony and so forth is that three African athletes seem to have deliberately allowed China's star runner, He Ji, to win the race. So there's footage that shows Kenya's Robert Keter and William Gat and Ethiopia's Dejene Hailu pointing to the line and seemingly slowing down, then waving He Ji past. He Ji is sponsored by a sports brand that also sponsored the event. Oh. So did something unsporting happen? Was it a coincidence? Did money exchange hands? Was it just a kind gesture for the home athlete to win his own race? Did the two Kenyans and one Ethiopian simply know which side their bread was buttered? That would be the worry, because it's not sport, is it really?
No.
None of the runners have commented. And the Beijing Sports Board is seeking to uphold the spirit of fair competition. Yes, I'm pinching myself. China is trying to make sure there's a level playing field. Yeah.
Yes, there's a matter right there. Here's a story, the weirdos with the beardos. It's got to be in the United States somewhere.
Of course it has. Yeah, absolutely bang on. So what we have is America's National Beard and Mustache Championships, held every year in a different state, this year held in Florida. And mustache lovers, and those with the full beard as well, come from across America to gather in hairy union. And literally, on this occasion, 89 men with mustaches tied their tashes together. So obviously, you've got to have a full sort of sticky outy tash at this point. And they tied their tashes together with hair clips for a new world record by sticking 89 blokes together. In hirsute entanglement, they managed 60 meters of tied mustache. That's equivalent to two blue whales worth of whisker. The previous record was 46 meters.
Oh,
I
my
put
word.
It to you, could not the good mustached gentleman of Johannesburg try to beat this record of 60 meters tied together? In the words of Brian Nelson, the boss of Beard Team USA, because obviously they have to have a name like that, yeah, you can't beat meeting new beardos. Okay. I'm sure he's right.
I'm sure he is. I'm not sure if that would happen. Yeah. Thank you, Adam. That's Adam Gilchrist and his worldview.
He's right.